Summary of Sunni Concepts. Optimism. Optimism is a feeling in my heart. His motive is good faith in God Almighty, stemming from the knowledge of God Almighty and knowing His beautiful names, His highest qualities. His names, glory be to Him, the most gracious and the most merciful, and kindness and righteousness, and the strong and the dear, and other names of majesty and beauty. His hope, glory be to Him, bears fruit. And think well of Him, and realizing that His relief is near, and with hardship there is ease. The believer who knows his Lord and His beautiful names, it does not touch his heart. Pessimism, despair, and frustration. No matter how severe the affliction is, falsehood spread in due time of times, and we have in the Messenger of God. May God bless him and grant him peace, the best role model. Here he says, Lot Bab ibn al-Art, may God be pleased with him, when he complained to the torture of polytheists, him and asked for victory in the Meccan era. God will make this happen until the passenger walks from Sana'a to Hadramaut. He only fears God and the wolf on his sheep. But you are people. You are in a hurry. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. And here is the messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace. In the Battle of the Trench, when the infidels join forces therein, and they attacked the city from all sides, the Muslims suffered an earthquake. Extremely. He conveyed hope and optimism with the emergence of this religion in Persia and Rum. He was saying while hitting the pickaxe, God is great. You gave Fateh al-Sham. God is great. You were given the victory of Persia and the severity of the affliction. Introduction to victory. He also understood it. Companions of Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace. When God said about them, and when he saw believers' parties, they said, this is what we promised God and his messenger. And God and his messenger spoke the truth, and it only increased them in faith and submission. It is a sign of optimism, which heralds the imminence of victory in our time. Firstly, stories from verses and hadiths, which contains God's promise. Glory be to him with the emergence of this religion in all the land on religion, all in open, Constantinople in Rome. God's promise is never broken. God promised him. But most people, they don't know. Secondly, global and local returns for this religion, and the entry of a group of infidels into it, and a lot of repentance from the sons of the nation and their conversion. Third, the need of humanity today. She lives this misery to a savior. There is no savior for it except the religion of Islam, the religion of instinct and reason and science. Fourth, and the localization of the West and its decline, and slaughtering the infidels, each other, to exhaust each other. What their countries are witnessing of economic and moral collapse, and disasters, and divine punishments. Fifth, the integrity of the religion of Islam from human interventions that messed with the distorted bees, and you distorted it. It is God's nominated religion. Six, the awakening witnessed by Muslims, and the strength of the feeling of resistance. They see the conflict between right and wrong, where aspects are revealed. A lot of truth. They weren't aware of it. And many aspects of falsehood. They were ignorant of it. And they don't know what I tell you. God Almighty threw him from the hostility and hatred of the infidels. Also, those who belong to the truth. from preachers and mujahideen. Their strong affiliation with him. And their enthusiasm for his victory. And sacrifice for the sake of God Almighty. 7th. The attainment of injustice, arrogance, and corruption. One of the enemies of religion is its peak. From infidels and hypocrites. All that remains is to be right. God Almighty promised them. Balksam and right. An empowerment for believers. And God will scrutinize those who believe. And he annihilates the unbelievers.